You're listening to Dawson Church on the EFT Zone Spotlight.
There's this popular myth that there's a gene for that, a gene for this, a gene for the next thing, and if you have that gene, you're going to have that condition. And that's just not so, because until a gene gets a signal from outside the cell to turn on, it's just there. It's not doing anything. And the signals you give it are coming from, amongst other places, from your thoughts and feelings. If you have stressful thoughts and feelings, you're then engaging all the biology of stress in your body. So you may be sitting there on a Sunday afternoon in your backyard drinking lemonade, and everything's beautiful. It's a spring day. Birds are singing. The sky is clear. It's just a gorgeous day. So you should be physically at a baseline of health. But what you can be doing is you can be thinking a stressful thought. You can be thinking about your wife who you're having a problem with. You can be thinking about your boss, your colleague at work, or your child. And so you can generate all the stress biochemistry when there's no objective problem. And so all of those genes that have to do with the stress response are getting shifted in the instructions they're getting epigenetically from outside the cell by the quality of thought, feeling, emotion, belief, prayer, spiritual life, visualization, energy work. All of these things are affecting that degree of expression of these genes. And that is the critical thing going on for you here. I think that as we realize that we have this kind of control epigenetically over our gene expression by the quality of our thoughts and feelings, we then say, hey, I'm going to pick positive ones. If something happens to me, I may make up a story about why it happened. I'll make up a happy story about why it happened. I had a little fender bender recently, a little dent in my car and a friend's car, so I had to make up a story about this. And the story I made up was, okay, I had a fender bender. That was a great reminder to me to pay more attention while I'm driving. So it was a happy story. It was like, oh, he has a little fender bender rather than a head-on collision. And I just made up a story. Now, I could have made up a story like, oh, my God, I dented my friend's car. How could I do this? He'll be so angry at me. It's going to cost thousands of dollars to fix. Oh, no. That generates stress gene expression. All the genes, your body has no idea that this is just a thought. It thinks there's a real emergency, so it turns on. Your production of adrenaline goes up. Your cortisol goes way up. And to make those stress biochemicals, your body then robs the resources of the cell repair hormones that should be being produced by those same organs. So either you're in one state or the other, or somewhere in between, and you determine where you are by the quality of your emotions. That's why it's so important to take control of those thoughts and feelings, because they are determining what our configuration of stress genes is like. And those stress genes aren't just a few genes. Those stress genes affect whole organ systems. When you're stressed, your digestion shuts down. When you're stressed, your immune system shuts down. And this is quite logical, because if you, say, were living on the savannah 100,000 years ago and a predator appeared, you did not need to have a good functioning immune system. You did not need to be digesting food. You needed all of your available physical resources flowing to your brain and to your muscles. So your muscles get lots of blood and oxygen. Your pupils dilate. There's a rush of blood to your frontal lobes. All the parts of your body that are required for fight and flight, whole organ systems are changing when you're in stress. And it's removing resources, though, from those organ systems that have to do with rebuilding. And so the stress genes wind up triggering literally tens of thousands of other neurotransmitters, other hormones, other genes that are involved with the rest of our biological functions. And that's really a practical illustration of why this happens. So the guy sitting on Sunday afternoon thinking these stressful thoughts about work or his spouse or whatever is generating that same stress response as if there were an actual objective threat, and engaging the whole panoply of gene expression that would occur if there really was a threat, And that's where the realization that, hey, I can choose my thoughts and feelings. I can choose the happy story or the miserable story. Which do you choose? So this is a vital way in which people can take practical control of their own health and what their own genetic confirmation is. Well, it takes a bit of conscious thought sometimes to tell yourself, you know, you've had this problem, and to make up a happy story. But I have plenty of things happening in my life that I could make up unhappy stories about, and I just look at those unhappy stories and think, if I make up that unhappy story, I'm not going to be happy. I think I'm just going to replace that unhappy story with a happy story. It may not even be a true story. It may be a total, just a thing I make up in my own mind. I make sure I pick happy stories, because we're all making stories, making meaning out of our lives continually. Either we make bad meaning or we make good meaning, and our bodies reflect it. Essentially, one of the reasons I did this book, it's called The Genie in Your Genes, was because I wanted to collect all the scientific evidence for EFT and energy psychology into one place and show people exactly what happens. And there's enough good research now showing what is changing in your body, especially in the stress genes I mentioned earlier. The book, it's been widely accepted by mainstream scientists and doctors. It's happening because the book is really based in very mainstream research. But it shows that there's a very good scientific basis to all these therapies. So it tries to capture the excitement of where we're heading in healing and healthcare as well. And the book's website is www.geniebestseller.com, G-E-N-I-E, geniebestseller.com. It also has links to the EFT website, other healing websites. It has a whole bunch of freebies there as well, like exercise programs and coaching programs and so on. This book has really been my calling card to say to the medical profession and to psychology and to other professions that have to do with human well-being, hey, this is a fantastic new healing phenomenon, and you don't have to be afraid of it because it's unscientific. It's actually very scientific, and here's exactly why. So this is a book you can put in the hands of a nurse or a doctor or a biologist, and they'll say, oh, okay, now I see genetically what's happening when you do these therapies. I see what's happening to the brain when you do these therapies. So I try to collect all that evidence in one place, and that's all there in the book, all there on the website. And the other parallel crisis is that American healthcare is sick. It's the most expensive system in the world. We've spent twice what Canada spends, England spends, France spends. Even though we don't have socialized medicine and we don't cover everybody, we're spending twice what all those other countries do. We just got these shocking figures how women's mortality rates are going up in some parts of the country. Our infant mortality rates are actually rising in many urban areas. We know we're in this deep hole with hugely expensive healthcare, and we also have a very firm grasp of the link between psychological health, stress reduction, you know, reducing your anxiety and depression through EFT, so psychological health improvement, and physical disease. One crucial study which I talk about wherever I give lectures is I always talk about a study called the ACE study, the ACE study. And it was a study of 17,400 adults, massive study done over 10 years by the Center for Disease Control and Kaiser Permanente. And they found that those people with large amounts of unresolved emotional trauma from their childhoods had higher rates of cancer, higher rates of heart disease, higher rates of high blood pressure, higher rates of diabetes, higher rates of depression, higher rates of smoking, higher rates of bone fractures, all kinds of major diseases linked to emotional trauma. So one of the research projects I've been doing for the last year is we're doing EFT with people, and we're seeing if their rates of physical disease decrease after you get these emotional interventions, because Kaiser's figured out that if you have lots of emotional trauma, you have lots of disease. What I'm hoping to show through our studies is that if you take the, flip the problem on its head and say, okay, how about if you resolve all the emotional trauma, or a lot of it, then you have less rate of physical disease. And I'm hoping that through some ingenious studies of things like our stress hormones, which we're studying one called cortisol, and also through studying other simple markers of physiological well-being, I'm hoping to demonstrate that if we do this with people, that it makes a big difference in their physical health. We know that physical health and psychological health are intimately intertwined. One of my favorite sayings is, your psychology becomes your physiology. So how your mind is, how your heart is, how your emotional realm is, becomes how your body is in time. And once that we realize that this is actually a powerful medical intervention, it boosts your immune system, it protects you against cancer and heart disease, diabetes, other forms of diseases. Once you realize that improving your psychological health gives you leverage over your physical health, suddenly we will be showing that we in the energy psychology world have this solution to this enormously difficult problem of high cost and limited access and limited efficacy of modern healthcare. So we actually have this big answer to one of society's largest problems, and that's why I believe it will be adopted by the medical community as well as the psychological one.